Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Expect clear skies tonight, a low in the mid-60s. Your forecast coming up in minutes. Purdue Farms has proposed a new water and sewer rate agreement to the town of Monterey. Water and Sewer Department Director Dwayne Jarrett said the agreement keeps Monterey citizens from subsidizing the cost for the city's new water and sewer plant.
I was prepared last month to cover this meeting and tell y'all we're going to downsize the plant and just serve the customers of Monterey, because I couldn't get an agreement out of them. There was no way I was going to recommend to y'all. We built the infrastructure to support a company that may or may not stay.
Under Purdue's proposal, the company commits to make a $29 million capital investment to install a new production line. Consulting engineer Nathaniel Green said the company also proposed a 10-year fixed-term agreement with a provision for a $50,000 minimum monthly payment. The Monterey Board of Mayor and Alderman voted last week to let Mayor Bill Wiggins execute the contract with Purdue. Power will be interrupted this evening for all areas served from the Moss substation in Clay County. Tri-County Electric has scheduled the outage to upgrade the transmission line from Del Hollow to Moss. The project will affect Moss, Union Hill, Oak Grove, Pine Hill, and Tompkinsville Road. Crews will begin shutting off power at 10 p.m. Officials said residents can expect to have power restored by 11:59 p.m. A man from Lebanon suffered serious injuries after a vehicle struck his lawnmower in Smith County Sunday. The accidents happened in the southbound lane of Hiwassee Road around 4:10 p.m. The Tennessee Highway Patrol said a medical helicopter airlifted 64-year-old Ricky Baines to an out-of-town hospital for treatment. A crash report said 29-year-old Hallie M. Abbott's 2000 Royale Oldsmobile struck Baines' lawnmower in the right front rear when he entered the roadway. The impact threw Baines off the lawnmower and into the road. The Tennessee Highway Patrol did not issue any charges or citations following the crash. The city of Cookeville will close the Heart of the City playground at Dogwood Park later this week. Leisure Services Director Rick Woods said some routine maintenance will be taking place.
A lot of this is just thorough cleaning and trying to get under benches and those kinds of things. We're also going to be removing some trees nearby on the grounds nearby the playground, and while we're taking those trees down, we don't want to have children there on the playground.
The playground will close Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wood said the city will reopen the playground on Saturday at 7 a.m. The city of Jamestown hoping to move forward with its splash pad project. Mayor Lyndon Baines said he's expecting to sign the grant contract in the near future.
As soon as I sign the contract, construction will start. We've already had some engineering work done, looking at it, some people planning on working with us and stuff, so it should be coming up. By next summer, the splash pad should be ready, if we're hoping anyway.
Jamestown will use a $200,000 local parks and recreation grant to pay for the project. The Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation awarded the grant to the city in August of 2018. The splash pad will be built behind the Jamestown Community Center near the current city pool. The city of Cookeville began enforcing a new parking regulation along West Broad Street between Cedar and Walnut today. City Manager James Mills said the city council voted to put those new regulations in place earlier this year.
Yeah, of course, I think anybody that's driven West Broad Street between Cedar and Walnut knows that there's been an issue about large vehicles or other vehicles extending out into the travel lanes. Last year, the council adopted some new parking provisions for the city for parking which is adjacent to city streets, and that ordinance defined travel lane widths, which must remain unobstructed to carry vehicle traffic, and it also set limits for length of vehicles when they're parked in angled parking spaces. So with those new provisions, city staff have been looking at the area along West Broad Street between Cedar and Walnut, and it's recommended that we place those restrictions on those angled parking spaces there. And to do that, what we're going to do and what has been done this morning is place striping along the street so that you can visibly tell, hey, I can't extend past this line. We'll also put signage up. Before we did that, we mailed out to all the merchants and property owners along West Broad to make sure I had an effort or an opportunity. opportunity to comment, and all the comments we got back were in favor. So this morning, the striping was installed, and the signage is being installed now. And Monday, the police department will begin enforcing the parking restriction.
I think folks will be happy to know this is happening. I think anyone who drives down there, like you said, it can be a challenge sometime, no doubt.
Well, it's not only just the larger vehicles, there are longer vehicles, but somehow or some reason people have a tendency not to pull all the way up to the curb. We hope this will encourage it. And if there's a line there, you can see if you're encroaching or extending past it, you know, back out and go find a parking space you'll fit into.
Mills said drivers face a $10 fine for the first violation and higher amounts for multiple infractions.